Hey guys, I'm starting out a new financial channel with my co-host Michael Santinato. His channel is called BeFire Become Financially Indestructible. And we're trying to get his new channel up to 1,000 subscribers, so if you guys could go down there, the link is down below in the description. Also, the content's going to be released on his channel about 2 to 3 weeks before it gets released on mine. Again, the link is below, and now on with the show.
What's up, party people? Michael Santinato here. How to become financially indestructible. Talking again to the very good, the very cool, the very wise Sandman. I have a little bit of a cold I'm getting over, but we're going to talk through this topic because it's super important. Self-driving cars. When is the world going to be taken over by the self-driving car economy? Sandman, what are your thoughts?
Okay, so just recently, if you've been paying attention to the news, they've actually said that Apple was canceling their self-driving car project. So that it's affecting the stock price. Like, I invest in Apple shares in an IYW fund, and it's BlackRock iShares fund, and they're starting to reduce the weighting of Apple shares in that fund compared to Nvidia and Microsoft and other companies. So I think, you know, the growth in Apple is not really all that great when it comes to self-driving because they just killed the project. But if you look at Google, they have Waymo, and Waymo is fully autonomous now in a number of cities. So you got Austin, LA, Phoenix, San Francisco, and they're fully autonomous. So you can, you know, you go on with the app, you order your car, it shows up, takes you where you want to go. You sit in the back, there's no driver in the front. And so people are, you know, it's limited. It only covers a certain part of the city because they're mapping that part of the city and they want to make sure that it's, you know, they're slowly rolling it out. So, but eventually it's going to roll out everywhere. And what's going to happen is you're going to see that impact the economy at large. People are thinking, oh, it's just going to affect Uber drivers and truck drivers. Like, those are the obvious jobs that are going to disappear, or Amazon delivery people. But what people are forgetting is, when you have a self-driving economy, you're not going to need as many parking garages because most people, like a lot of people, are not going to own cars. They're just going to be like, well, if I can order a car and, you know, I could just get in it at any time, then that's going to kill personal car ownership. So that means less cars being manufactured for consumers. And it also, that means less jobs in factories. That also means that the stock value of Ford and GM is going to go down, because they're not going to be making as many cars. You know, we're also going to need a lot less cars, you know, like, because right now your car sits in the driveway 90% of the time. Now, if the cars are constantly moving around, then think of 90% of the cars just disappearing off the roads. So the consequence of that, less car maintenance. So if you're a mechanic and own a body shop, what are you going to do when people own cars less? What about oil and tire places?
Well, I see so many industries being impacted. Like, the whole oil change industry, like Mr. Lube, probably going to go bye-bye.
Think about oil too, because right now, you know, we pump oil out of the ground for petrol, right? So people can drive around. So we will need a lot less oil in the economy. So the price of oil could actually drop to like $20 or $30 a barrel in theory.
And that will mess up a lot of industries and a lot of countries, because a lot of countries are so heavily dependent upon oil, like Venezuela, we just talked about in another episode.
Exactly.
And then obviously the US, the UAE, everybody in the Middle East, like these petroleum dependent economies, you know, these are massive changes that are going to happen. And then you got the whole auto parts industry. The auto parts industry is like a multi-billion dollar industry in and of itself.
Yeah, I mean, if
plus you own all the mechanics, like you said.
Yeah, if you own tire, if you own stock of Canadian Tire or crappy tire, like we like to call it in Canada, it's a horrible idea, because what are they going to do with those parts warehouses? What are they going to do with those like car maintenance bays? See, Walmart was smart. They got out of the car maintenance business a while ago, right? They don't have those like repair bays. But Costco's going to be impacted. For sure. But again, there's only a small percentage of their business. Well, gas, but also they've got like tires and repair and maintenance and stuff. So that's going to be impacted a little bit too. So I wouldn't say Costco would be a bad, like I wouldn't sell my Costco shares if I had them because of that change. But if I had Canadian Tire, company with tire in the name, Yeah, like I would probably be careful about that. So,
Good year.
yeah. So another thing is, like, the jury is out on Tesla because right now they have self-driving, but it's more video-based. Like they don't have, they're not like Waymo that shoots out the LiDAR and basically maps the world out in 3D. They do it with video. Now, will it succeed down the road? I don't know. But is already way ahead, and Waymo is Google. So if they roll this out, now think about how they would roll it out. So let's say they're in four or five US cities right now. What happens in the next 3 or 4 years? They're probably going to be across maybe 10 or 20 or 30 cities in the US, and then eventually they're going to roll it out across the whole world, right? So imagine how much money Google is going to make from exporting self-driving technology to the rest of the world.
Like Uber, yeah, Uber is global. You know, I was surprised, like most cities I traveled in South America, Latin America, they had Uber. You know what I mean? They didn't have Lyft, they had Uber and they had another one, but it's global. It's freaking global. Uber is a global thing. So how are these tests going? How are these Texas, San Francisco?
Oh, they're
What's it
like,
like?
well, the test they had in San Francisco, GM had its own self-driving car, and it was doing terribly. And San Francisco has now taken those GM vehicles off the road. It's not certifying them. But Waymo is perfectly certified and it's perfectly allowed. So, and it's been going on for like 2 or 3 years in San Francisco. So they keep adding city after city, and they're finding that it's way safer than having a human driver. The cars drive,
I see.
they drive very cautiously. They drive slower than a real person. So, it might take you 10 minutes longer to get, or 10% longer, or 5% longer to get where you're going, but it's taking its time and it's, doing what it's supposed to. So, and people are,
Man, that's a trip.
yeah, people are
I mean,
saying,
that's kind of freaky.
yeah, it's incredible. So, but let's keep going on with this, like the dangers to industries. So now I'm thinking, what happens when this rolls out across the entire continent? And like, say you want to go from New York to, I don't know, like Pennsylvania, like Pittsburgh or something, or I don't know, New York to Philadelphia. Well, you get in the car and it drives you to where you want to go. But so if you're doing a long distance road trip, say a road trip like that's cross continent or like from New York to Florida, you might have to stop at night and sleep in a motel. Well, guess what? Now you don't have to, because if they set this up, the car can just go and recharge, or it can, gas can get filled up. You could be sleeping the whole time, and it can take you from one city to the next overnight. So, like, say, people get red eye flights all the time, right? They get on the plane at like midnight and, at 6 a.m., 7 a.m., wherever they want to go, they're there. So imagine doing red eyes with your car. So,
Driving, yeah. So what are the costs like? Have they, what are the, how do the costs already currently compare to like Uber or Lyft or a taxi?
well, when they first started it, it was kind of like a pilot program, and only certain people that had like access to it, like the employees or people they kind of knew. But I think, from what I've seen, the costs are similar. So, well, think about it. If Uber has a driver, that's the cost, right? So if you can eliminate the driver, eventually it's going to drop the costs way lower.
Yeah, the cost should be lower for this self-driving car.
Yeah. Well, again, there's
Especially
still.
since you're taking this huge risk. I mean, it must feel so weird stopping through a red light or going through an intersection with no driver.
Well, if you go to Phoenix or LA, you can just like go to the airport and book one of those on the app, and it'll come and pick you up.
Oh man, we got to do this. We got to try this out.
Yeah, for sure.
Phoenix,
So,
LA, San Francisco, Texas. Where
yeah.
else?
So, yeah, like, so imagine the cars would change. So, like, instead of just having a car with, like, you sleep in the back seat, eventually there'll be cars that just look like beds, right? You just, the
Yes.
door opens, you get inside, and you lie down. And there's no steering wheel. It's just a giant bed and the outside of a car, and it's driving you where you need to go.
Yeah.
So
Wow.
imagine what it's going to do to the RV business, right? Because now RVs, if we get self-driving RVs, then you can technically do an RV trip on your own, without having to have a dedicated driver. You can just sleep and use the internet, whatever in your RV as it drives you across the continent.
Yeah. Do you remember that scene in that movie Wall-E? I love that movie Wall-E about the robot. It's like nobody talks in the whole movie. It's about this robot that's on Earth, and, right? And then it goes up to space and it goes back to like the mothership, and the mothership is filled with fat, obese, fat people that are in these chairs that do everything for them, show them content, screens pop up, give them
That's
drinks, you
where we're
know.
heading, except like, it's gonna get crazy. Like the obesity epidemic is just, if you look at under 30s, like majority of them are now obese. So anyone over, like if you look at 40 and above, like just walk around, look at 40 and above after COVID, people who were like 40 and over, they're still relatively thin and trim. But once you get into younger demographics, they gained like, 40 pounds over COVID. Like a 30 to 40 pounds was the average weight gain over COVID. So
So these
imagine.
self-driving cars are also going to drive the obesity economy.
Oh, okay. So yeah, you're looking at, imagine the malls are closing, so no one's walking. Even to the, they're not even walking in the mall because they're having everything delivered to them. They're gonna, like, people will just get in these cars and just, they won't even move. They'll just sit on their phones as it takes them across the continent, and they'll just get out, take a few pictures on their selfie stick, and then get back in and drive back home. That's all that's gonna happen. So, and they're gonna be stopping at fast food places. If, I think the fast food places are somewhat safe because people are still hungry. They're gonna need to stop.
Right. That's true. That's why that segment is growing, actually. QSRs, the QSR segment, quick service restaurant segment, is growing. They don't call it fast food anymore because fast food got a bad name. They call it QSR, quick service restaurant. That segment is exploding all over North America.
So, but it also means, like, if you looked at the Texas Texas McDonald's, they actually have a fully automated McDonald's in Texas. So eventually they're going to automate all of the McDonald's. So
Yes.
it's possible that you could be sleeping and, your self-driving car could pull up to the McDonald's. You tell it you want it McDonald's before you fall asleep, and then it basically the robot arm drops off the McGriddle into your car as you're, and so you wake up and there's your meal waiting for you, right? You don't even have to get out of the car to get into the restaurant. You don't have to get out of the
Wow.
car to go up the stairs into your motel
Yeah.
room. You don't have to do
So
any. So we're going to be in
the
Wally World. It's insanity.
Yeah, man, the machines made your coffee, the machines made your burger, the machines made your breakfast, and they brought it to you
And they're
and gave you
driving
the
you
app,
around
and
everything.
they're driving you around. We're really heading towards the Matrix.
Yeah, you could imagine, like, you could sell at a rest stop. They might have like some sort of like shower stall, and there could be like a robot in there in the shower stall washing you, so you don't even have to like scrub your oversized backside because you can't even reach that back far, right? Like,
Oh my gosh.
that's,
If you even care about washing yourself at that point.
well, just hose you down like an elephant, right?
So when is this going to happen? I mean, I love those scenes in that movie Minority Report
Well.
where, the cars are driving themselves at ludicrous speeds on the highways.
Well, the future is already here. It's just not evenly distributed, right? So if you go down to Phoenix, and if you go down to Texas, and you go to that automated McDonald's, you could do these things now. It's just they're not rolled out everywhere, right?
You're
So
right.
it's just going to take
You're
time
right.
to, for these things to
That's amazing.
and the faster the minimum wage rises, the faster the companies are going to automate.
Oh, because the faster they're going to offload their staff and their workforce.
Yeah, because they're going to be like, well, we don't want to pay all these extra benefits and taxes, and why are we paying all this? We why don't we just put a robot there and fire little Timmy, 16-year-old high school student, who now has to go and do something else to pay for his college? I don't know.
So, is there a timeline of when this self-driving economy is going to hit?
Well, look, it all depends on Waymo and Tesla right now. If Tesla perfects the technology, like, it will happen, but I'm my money's on Waymo. My money's on Alphabet doing this first. From what I've
And why
seen,
did Apple get out of the game?
they tried to build the whole car, right? Like, Google did not build the car. What they did is they just perfected self-driving and put the LiDAR onto a Jaguar. So they basically get a fleet of Jaguars that they're doing this with. And they're now teaming up with Uber to kind of order rides. So they're not trying to do everything. Apple was trying to do everything, trying to build the
Oh, I
car and
see.
do the
There you go.
self-driving. It's
Yeah.
too much, right?
Huge amount of sunken cost. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge.
So the companies that will profit, like you said, the quick service restaurant industry, but also you're looking at internet companies will profit more because people will be watching more YouTube and TikTok and when they're on the roads.
Oh yeah, and Netflix and everything, more streaming services.
Yeah, so you could theoretically see, you know, a like Starlink connection on top of the car beaming you super high speed internet as you're, you know, you're cruising down the highways.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's already cars with Wi-Fi in them. You can have your own Wi-Fi, you know, in the car.
Yeah, airlines are going to be screwed because if you're doing medium to short to medium haul flights, you have to wait 2 to 3 hours at the airport. Well, meanwhile, like if I get in this car and 5 or 6 hours, I'm already there. I don't have to check my luggage. I don't have to go through customs and take off my shoes. I don't have, you know, especially if I'm 400 pounds and, you know, my shoes are massive, right? Like, so
yeah, you're going to sleep on the plane anyway. So just sleep in the car while it's got a bed.
You don't have any privacy. You're crammed in like a sardine in a can in your right. airplane seat. So in the car, yeah. you can stretch your legs. It's like you're traveling mm-hmm. first class for extra hour or two in a self-driving car, or if you're gonna fly like a vagrant in an airplane.
Yeah, I mean, these days, because I've flown so much going down south and back and forth to Canada to visit, you know, family and friends over the last 2.5 years. What a fucking process to go through the assembly line cow cattle herding mechanism of security.
Yeah.
I mean, the security at Toronto and Pearson is a joke compared to where I was in Mexico and Colombia. There's similarities, but like Pearson in Toronto has invested so much money into this freaking technology, also that they can make you feel like a criminal and like you're a prisoner. And they, you know, it's like you're guilty until proven innocent. Meanwhile, down in South America, you just kind of breeze through. Yeah, no problem. See you.
Yeah. No, it just is what it is, right? That's pretty much it. So well, I don't
this
know.
This is happening, definitely.
Yeah, no, it's happening. It's just, what's the timeline? We don't know. We just have to keep watching, you know, self-automation. Like, if we see more cities roll out, like, I would be paying attention to the cities that Waymo is going to continue to roll out in. So right now, they're expanding their zones in LA and in Phoenix. So eventually, they're just going to keep growing and growing and mapping out larger areas until eventually... Yeah. Like those areas, they'll start mapping out the highways between cities, and eventually it will all come together. But right now, it's kind of like they're going after the city centers, short duration drives, because that's where there's like a lot of money in shorter trips, right?
Yeah, it makes sense. And you need a sort of safety area to test out first. You got to start small, start slowly, because you're still working out the kinks with safety. And that's how movements start, right? That's how consciousness spreads. It starts with one little thing, and then like a seed, like a flower, it grows.
Okay, any last things before we go on to the next topic?
No, this is great, man. We appreciate your knowledge. Seems like you're very well versed in the self-driving car economy. Thank you for everything.
All right, man. Talk to you later.
Well, that's it. If you want these videos 2 weeks before I release them here, then check out the Financially Indestructible channel in the description. It's right near the top. If you have any finance-related topics that you want us to cover, then please leave them in the description. Michael and I both do coaching, and you can reach us through the links below too. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.